It is the download here on 720 WGN. Let's carry out. Here are today's top stories. The president spoke in front of the UN today to talk tough on North Korea and others who may threaten the safety and security of the United States of America. Trump started the speech fine enough, but ended with threats of destruction and, of course, funny nicknames. Trump once again reminds us that he's not the president we want to share a beer with, but the president that will forward you a meme on an email chain. Okay. Seriously, what's with the nicknames? Crooked Hillary, Lying Ted, now Rocket Man for Kim Jong-un? Rocket Man? Trump's circus tricks are starting to get worn out. As a matter of fact, Trump's political playbook is very much like the Bears. Everyone knows what the Bears are going to do. They're going to throw the check down, right? They're going to check down. Trump's check down? Lousy nicknames. We're all calling for Trubisky. Well, the political bombshell that is Lisa Madigan stepping down is now changing the game for the Illinois governor's race. North Shore State Representative Scott Drury dropped out of the gubernatorial primary to run for attorney general instead. Wow. How about that? Was it me? Was it my interview with him last week when I asked him that tough question? I think we have the clip. You're polling close to zero. You have no money. You have no chance to win this thing. I mean, maybe if it was a lesser office like attorney general, but governor, absolutely no chance. That was a clip from our interview last week. He got the idea from me. Huh, lesser office. What I do know is I want to know what happens to his running mate, Alex Hirsch. He just got robbed of a chance to sit in a meaningless lieutenant governor's office. That's a leather high back chair. That's nice. Or maybe Drury can take him with to the attorney general's office. Lieutenant attorney general? I like the sound of that. Drury joins a crowded field of Democrats who want Lisa Madigan's old seat. Capital Facts is saying that even the Metropolitan Water Reclamation president is mulling a bid. Really? Why would you give up that job? That's cush. I mean, you sit around all day and play cards, maybe forward an email or two, but mostly cards. So many people running, and so many maybes, and so many no's. It's like they've asked everybody. I wonder who they haven't asked. I wonder if they haven't asked 53rd Ward Alderman Ed Buss. I mean, he's been alderman for 50 years, never opposed. What if he took his political machine and moved it to Springfield? You know what? Let's give him a call. Wait for this. Here we go. I'll talk to him. Here we go. All right. Maybe he's not home.
Hello?
Hi, Ed. It's your old pal Justin Kaufman from WGN.
Who? WGN? Nah, I only talk to Lou Manfredini.
Oh, don't hang up. I'm just calling to see if you're in the running for attorney general now that Lisa Madigan's out.
What? She's not running? I thought that's why she was made. A Madigan not running for re-election. It truly is the apocalypse. Doris, get the duct tape and the batteries. It's happening.
Yeah, Ed, that was last week. She announced it on Friday.
Oh, sorry, I'm late on the news. I'm still summering in Berwyn.
All right, so Ed, would you be interested in the job?
Why would anyone want that job? Sorry, I got better things to do than help old people avoid email scams. Sorry your airbag accidentally went off, Joker. It's 2017. We don't need an attorney general's office. We got Chuck Gowdy and the I-team. So no, I'm mighty happy at Chicago City Hall working 10 hours a week and making $125K. Thank you very much. And then how did you get this number? No, jeez. Gosh. Well, Ed getting angry there at the end. Surly. Alderman Ed Buss. I guess he's not running for attorney general. The city of Chicago says they're exploring other options for displaced homeless after it had to evict the Uptown Tent City due to construction needs in Lakeshore Drive. The city is said to be looking at tiny houses as a possible measure. You know, the houses that are all the rage with tidy, efficient hipsters. I think they go one step further. I say they team up one homeless person with one tidy hipster and tape a reality show. In all seriousness, Chicago seems to be late to the Tent City party, as many cities with better weather, mind you, have adopted sprawling versions. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to San Diego or downtown L.A. Whoa. The one in downtown L.A. may actually be bigger than some of the smaller suburbs in our area. I mean, think about it. A tent city that's bigger than Harwood Heights. I'm just saying. A terrible earthquake in Mexico City killed hundreds on the same day that the last earthquake rocks Mexico City back in the 80s. Is that true? Is that how I'm reading this? I'm no scientist, but maybe a clue in there somewhere? That's strange. Heart goes out to that place. In weather, rainy today, but you know what? Here comes the heat. And that's not just generic rhetoric. The heat's coming. It's going to get hot. That's all I got. And watch out. Hurricane Maria is bearing down on the Bahamas and Puerto Rico. Oh, come on. What did we do to anger the hurricane gods? Is it Kaepernick? Colin Kaepernick? Is that what did this? Probably. In sports, the Cubs' magic number is 9 after they beat the Rays at Wrigley. The Cubs have one more with the Tampa Bay Rays, and they go up to 94. Milwaukee for a 4-game set to settle the Central. Good news for the Cubs, though. Jake Arrieta says he's ready to return and is scheduled to start against the Brewers this weekend. Everything is falling into place. Now if we can get someone, if we could somehow trade for Aroldis Chapman and Dexter Fowler before the season ends, right? And yes, I know the trading deadline's over, but it's baseball. They'll just call it something else. The waiver excuse. It's called wavering. On the last day of the year, you can waiver somebody. You can extract them. The Sox went down to Houston, stayed with the AL West leading Astros. Giolito pitched well, but the Astros pitched better. The Astros win 3-1. And get this, tonight Major League Baseball broke the all-time home run record for homers in one season. Huge achievement until they realized that kale is a banned substance, or should be. We'll look back on the season and say, all these players eating kale, these kale wraps. We just didn't know at the time. We just didn't know. They should all have a black mark on history. You know it's going to be like 2040, and we're all going to be like, that was the year of the kale. Kale and hot Cheetos. Who knew? You put those together. The Bears waived wide receiver Tanner Gentry today because the one thing we realized from the first two losses is that the Bears have way too many healthy wide receivers. But Gentry's out, hopefully clearing waivers to make it back on the practice squad. Marcus Wheaton seems to be healthy. He's in. Also, corner Prince Amakamura should play this weekend against the Steelers. The Bulls announced that Doug Collins is now a senior advisor to the club. How long till Phil Jackson replaces him? Not kid. Collins, a former GM, coach, broadcaster, so at least he'll be able to advise on the roster of the team and the media all in one presser, right? The Blackhawks kicked off the preseason tonight by beating the Jackets off the Jackets. None of the Hawks vets played, but I love that Columbus threw Artemi Panarin out there. The bread man has to go from being a vet on the Hawks, even though he was a young player, to a guy who has to play in the first preseason game. Brandon Saad did not play for the Hawks. Anyway, first preseason game in the books. Great to have hockey back, baby! And finally tonight, Colorado Springs police are on the hunt for the mad pooper. Yep, a jogger apparently is so tight with his routine that he's defecating on the front lawn of one particular house over and over and over. Yeah, it's probably random. Right? I say when they catch this guy, they should roll up a newspaper and rub his nose in it. That would be my bet. Well, that's the carry out for September 19th, 2017. Last chance, Alderman Bush. You sure you aren't running for Attorney General?
No, never. I'll tell you this, though. My daughter Tanya should. She's a senior at Mother Macaulay, and she loves to date Notre Dame linebackers. I mean, they make men at that school.
There you go. Thanks, Alderman. God, you see the Alderman here? He just left. All right, coming up, Rich Jones is going to join us after the news. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.